The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
In shock because of what Ray Rice has represented. And this could be a one-time incident, but it's one time too many. When you watch it, you don't know how to react. You sit there and go, really? But look, domestic violence is something that we need to discuss on open forum. We need to do something about it. We need to legislate probably new laws and not just for football players, but society. Our laws are not very good as far as protecting women.
How about that? Herm Edwards comes front and center when he's asked about domestic violence and Ray Rice, the running back now, former running back for the Baltimore Ravens. It looked like he had escaped with just two games of a suspension and would be back in the lineup, but no such luck for Ray Rice because the team saw the video of Rice punching his fiancée on Monday. Immediately, as soon as they saw that, had a meeting releasing him from his contract, and his coach says that the new video changed things completely, that they could no longer have Ray Rice as part of the team, and he wished them well and was really rooting for them and had thought things had been better. What happened was there was a video that TMZ got that showed Rice smashing her in the face, a left-handed blow to her face. Janae Palmer is her name, now married to Rice, then the fiance of Ray Rice, and it knocked her unconscious. The video was shot from inside of the elevator, and it was shot before the previously circulated video that showed Rice dragging his unconscious wife to be out of the elevator. So that initial thing that was released showed that elevator part, but not the full force of him flat out punching her in the face and then her smashing against the railing and falling down and him just pulling her out and flopping her right there in front of the elevator and somebody coming right then at that point. So it was a complete reversal for the team, certainly, and for the league, for the NFL. They were such wimps the first time around, already seeing some shocking video. It wasn't quite the same video as the one that was released, but bad enough. And they gave him just the two games. Now the jig is up. And what Harbaugh went on to say is the thing I appreciate about, here's what he said. He said, the thing I appreciate about it is how Ray has handled it afterward by acknowledging it was wrong and he'll do everything he can do to make it right. That's what you ask for when someone does a wrong thing, so I'm proud of him for that. He said, I stand behind Ray. This is at the time originally. He's a heck of a guy. He's done everything right. He made a mistake. He's going to have to pay a consequence. It's good for kids to understand it works that way. That's how it works. That's how it should be. But then this is what happened in showing that other video. It's inexcusable actions. And it's inexcusable the way the league reacted because, I'll say it again, they should have hit him in a sense harder by just suspending him from what they had seen on that video. I mean, how much more do you need, for goodness sake? But then you have an even worse video that clearly made it an easy decision for the NFL. So the Ravens never had any action against him until the second video was released. And it makes you wonder, gee, how does TMZ get a hold of the video when a league where they review video constantly can't get a hold of a video in the elevator with somebody not giving it to them? Did TMZ pay someone to get the video? I mean, anything could happen. But the fact that they didn't have that video, asked for the entire video that was there from the elevator, is ridiculous, because they're all saying, oh, that's the first time I saw it. The NFL, that's the first time I saw it. Well, that's inexcusable, because especially the NFL, they're making a ruling on it, and they don't even have all the views. I mean, how outrageous is that? How outrageous is that? And I love what Herm Edwards said there, that domestic violence, you know, period, cannot be tolerated. You can't treat a woman like that. And this Rice thing is a game changer, and I think it's going to open up even more discussion about the dangers of domestic violence, how many people end up dead, how many cops end up dead. You talk to any cop or any cops listening to me, you know this. What's the one thing that you don't want to respond to? Because half the time the cops end up dead as a result of it. It's in the middle of a domestic violence situation where they respond to it. So Rice and Janae Palmer were married on March 28th, one day after a grand jury indicted him on aggravated assault. Rice avoided jail time by entering a pretrial diversionary program. And they had a joint news conference, if you remember, back in May. He apologized, and his wife said she was partly to do, it was partly her fault, the incident, and they moved on from there. But things changed after this second video. Remember, originally, after the first suspension of just two games, Roger Goodell admitted he didn't get it right. But now the NFL released a statement saying they hadn't seen the second video, meaning the punishment was likely tempered by Rice and Palmer's description of what happened in the elevator. So, of course, that's what they agreed upon. And now that's out there. And the way the players are reacting, it's, I'll tell you, Denver Broncos defensive tackle Terrence Knighton said, this video makes me sick to my stomach. There were other tweets like LeCharles Bentley, the all-pro center, former all-pro center, who said he could have killed that girl. They need to sports science the force of that punch. NFL players are strong. And many, many other players reacting to it as well. T.J. Lang, Green Bay Packers guard, saying two games, disturbing. So now there's no dispute over that. It's, you know, really, to say they got it wrong is such an understatement. It's ridiculous. It's incredibly disappointing what Roger Goodell did in the first place, and now you just add on to this, we didn't have the video. Why didn't they ask for all the video? Why is it that a gossip site gets the video and the league didn't get the video? What do you think? I can't believe that anyone would think it's too harsh what happened, at least from the criminal point of view. Well, from the league point of view now, I mean, that's it. Doubtful that Rice gets back in. I mean, who knows? I can't say that for sure. But there's that ban that's in place. And certainly the Ravens said goodbye. And all the people that have eyeballed that video, that saw that video for the first time, cannot believe what they're seeing. They just cannot believe it. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk with Project 21's Stacey Washington about the severe problem of no immunizations for the illegal immigrant children who have come over the border and are now in schools, and it's a big tug of war over what to do. She addresses what the problem is and ultimately what should happen. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 8th, 2014, gold opened at $1,264.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,310.47, $655.23 for a half ounce, or $327.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,310.47, $655.23, and $327.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Virtual green room, Stacey Washington from Project 21. Hey, Stace, thanks for coming back on ATN.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Okay, so we're going to talk about immigration in the sense of these lack of immunization and some of the problems and the diseases that are coming over, particularly when you have, on average, 500 days or so for any kind of a deportation hearing. So schools are accepting a lot of the kids, of course they are, and they don't have their vaccines. What does this ultimately do to the rest of the kids here in the United States?
Well, I think it's interesting because we're seeing enterovirus 68 popping up all over the country. Which is basically, it's something that's been here before. It's not something new in that no American child has ever had it, but people are being hospitalized because of the severity of it. And no one is making the connection on the news or any of the reporting that we have tens of thousands of children here who've never been immunized, and they may possibly be carrying this virus. And it's a cold. It's not deadly. But you can be hospitalized for it, and when that happens, and if a child has asthma or some other kind of ailment that's, you know, something that they're living with, it can be very dangerous, and it can cause a lot of distress for young children, people with weakened immune systems, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's something that isn't life-threatening, but we're talking about things that have been previously eradicated here in this country, like tuberculosis and things that are highly communicable, and we've seen instances, the Border Patrol facility in Artesia, New Mexico, they had an outbreak of chickenpox. One of the young illegal immigrants detained at Lackland Air Force Base was hospitalized in June because he has H1N1. Remember, there was an international pandemic in 2009. So these are dangerous illnesses that we're being exposed to through this just free open borders kind of thing we got going on down south.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So how much of this do you heap on the press, who's just going it alone with rogue with the whole executive action thing?
Well, I think it's interesting because it's as if people maybe there's some kind of shield that you and I don't know about. Those of us who are concerned about illnesses and the lack of immunizations for the illegal immigrant children and accompanied minors seem to be worried about the fact that Americans might get sick. So maybe there's some secret immunization that we haven't gotten because we're not a member of the media or the Democrat elites or, you know, Barack Obama's cabinet. Maybe they've all been properly immunized so that they're safe, and that's why they're not worried. Otherwise, it's absolutely media malpractice for them not to be alerting Americans that if your child has children in their classroom who are new to the school district and have refugee status, that the parents should be inquiring about whether or not these children have been properly immunized. The cost is falling on the receiving school districts to basically immunize children that are coming to them with no records whatsoever. And some of these children, and I'm using my quote fingers, are showing up with gray hair and wrinkles and enrolling in school. So we've got, it's just pandemonium.
Boy, no kidding. And, you know, how ridiculous is it in the other sense that anybody else going to school, I mean, seriously, they would send your kid home in a second. You have to have all those records in order, don't you?
Well, now, this is something that occurred to me late one night when I was reading over this information and thinking about, you know, this. How do I really feel about this? And I felt a sense of rage and indignation because here's how it works for a citizen like you or me. We take our child to school. The child is due, you know, in the kindergarten, you have to bring in the shot records first grade. Then you have a couple of years off, and then you have to bring in an updated record in fourth grade. So let's say I show up with Jimmy, you know, and I take him in there, and this is my fictitious child, Jimmy, because my children are actually properly immunized. And I take him in, and he's not been immunized. And so they say, well, I'm sorry, but he can't be enrolled. You need to take him home, get him immunized, and bring him back. So I would take Jimmy home. And then, you know, I'm going to play the game, so I don't want to get Jimmy immunized, so I don't. Well, they would start to send notices to our address of record saying, we noticed that Jimmy hasn't been back to school, and we hope it's not because of his immunizations. Please contact us and let us know when we can plan to see Jimmy. And then they would remind me somewhere in there of whatever statute for the state of Missouri where we reside that covers the fact that children are required to be enrolled in school from the age of 6 to 18 or until they matriculate out, and that I am responsible as a parent for showing proof of enrollment or proof that the child is being homeschooled, or that I have a conscientious objection due to my religious or, you know, background or faith. So let's say I just ignore all of that and keep on doing whatever I want. After the notices stopped coming, then I would get a visit from the Department of Children and Family Services, who would want to see Jimmy and make sure that he was still alive. And if I didn't give them access to him, they would either arrest me or take Jimmy away or both. Do you see how I could end up in jail for refusing to immunize a child that's a legal, natural-born, or naturalized citizen of the United States where I pay taxes and I'm, you know what I'm saying? But these people are illegally gaining access to the country. They're committing a felony by being here, and then they're robbing the taxpayers, and they're forcing us to pay for their immunization.
All right, now we have a smart audience here in America tonight, and some of them totally already get this, but I bet there's some of you in the nooks and crannies that are listening. Maybe you're listening to this for the first time, and I know they're just going to be blown away by it and shocked. Do you think that's what it takes? Like you said, how come there's not much reporting on this? If more people were aware, do you think they'd be up in arms? Because I still think there's power to the people, and if enough people complain, they'd have to do something different, wouldn't they?
Well, yes. So the idea that Congress can't defund this action by simply refusing to give federal dollars to schools to immunize children, refusing to allocate the money. I mean, there is a way to do this, but I think some of the strategy behind it has to do with winning the Senate back in the fall. So they'd rather just let things sit as they are and carry on, because the numbers show that there's a pretty strong chance that the Senate is going to go back to the Republicans in the fall. And if they make a huge stink about immigration, it might cause certain voting groups to turn out in droves, and it might jeopardize their chance of taking back the Senate. My question and my concern has to do with I understand political expediency. I understand strategy. I understand tactics. But I also understand that each parent or, you know, husband and wife, whatever parent group you're working with, you love your child more than you love taking back the Senate in November. And I would be, I'd be lying if I said I care less about that than I do about my children's health and safety and their well-being. And I do feel an obligation to point out that it's not the Christian way to have children be away from their parents and be living with sponsors and people that they don't know who are paid to care for them, so you know the motivation to do right by them is not strong, and to condone this type of behavior. It's not good Christian policy. It's not good American policy. It's not good domestic policy. It's wrong on all fronts, and it's really, it weighs on Americans who actually care about moral right and wrong and what we should be doing, especially as it pertains to children.
Yeah, and the sad thing is, a lot of those are such innocent kids. As much as people want to point to, well, gang members and this and that, there's also the kids, and you may have heard some of these stories, Stacey, where they have pinned on them asylum. Like, they speak no English, they come over, and they are 7 and 8 years old, which is unbelievable to me. And the desperation, then they get here, and then look what happens, they're just a hot potato anyway, aren't they?
They are, and I was talking to one of the senators for the state of Missouri, and we just had a brief moment, and I asked him about this, and he was saying that he had prevented one of the detention centers from being built in the state of Missouri, for which I was very grateful. But he was also saying, you know, have you heard any of the stories about what's happening down on the border? And I said, just a little bit. What have you heard? And he said, well, some of the children aren't even making it into the interior of the country where their relative or sponsor or whomever they have pinned to their shirt. Some of them are having their organs harvested. Some of them are getting sold into sexual slavery. Some of them are working in factories, makeshift factories that are on the edge of this country, just over the border into Mexico, and they're never making it to their final destination. And when I hear that, I think about my children, 14 and a half, 13, and the little 11-year-old. And I say little because most people think, oh, 11 years old, you know, that's a good-sized kid. But to me, she's the baby. And I can't imagine one of my children away from me, traveling on their own in the kind of conditions that we've seen on television and we've heard about, with an unknown resolution waiting her or my son. You know, I just can't imagine it. And every child is like your child when you're thinking about, what would I do with my child? You think of other kids and you're like, wow, I just can't believe their mothers let them go. So I understand there's violence and there's a gang thing going on down there and there's a drug war and all of that, but there's just no way I'm sending my child away on their own to fend in I don't care how rich the country is. I'm just not doing it. And so it's disturbing. It's really disturbing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Always great to talk to you, Stacey Washington, of course, Project 21. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count, topping our stories this time around. Numbers, it's all in the numbers, isn't it? TMZ's co-executive producer Charles Latibudere told Fox Sports Live on Monday night that despite the NFL's assertions that no one in our office had seen it until Monday, the video of Ray Rice smashing his future wife in an elevator, TMZ was told that people from the NFL went to the Casino Revelle shortly after the incident and saw the video that TMZ released on Monday. The producer acknowledged that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was not among those who saw the video at the casino, but that employees of the NFL were at the casino to see the video. Interesting. So the NFL is rocked on Monday when the video is released of Rice. Now TMZ founder and executive producer Harvey Levin is teasing another twist to the story to come on Tuesday. He says when you wake up Tuesday and go to our website, you will see what the NFL didn't do. My, oh, my, that is a tease, isn't it? He said, get up, and here's your number, at 8 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time, and look at the website, and you will not believe what the NFL didn't want you to know. So the Ravens terminated the contract of 27-year-old Rice, needless to say, on Monday, and the league followed by suspending Rice indefinitely based on the new video evidence. I suspect it's not the last that we're going to hear of the Ray Rice situation. There are some things that he, by the way, could do. Instead of going quietly off the grid, he could decide to come back on his own and file an appeal and do a few other things. But I'm not so sure that he will go that route. Speaking of numbers of a different sort, the fourth Ebola patient will be flown to the U.S. for care. You know, the experimental vaccine showed such promise, we think, because we're not even exactly sure about that. But anyway, we've got the fourth American who actually got Ebola in West Africa, was expected to arrive Tuesday, is going to be treated in Atlanta, where the two other aid workers recovered from the disease. An Air Force spokesperson said that the patient, as in past cases, flies into Dobbins Air Reserve Base just outside of Atlanta, goes to the Emory University Hospital. That's where they're treated, but it's all confidential. The World Health Organization said one of its doctors who had been working in an Ebola treatment center in Sierra Leone, has tested positive for the disease, and that doctor was in stable condition Monday in Freetown, is going to be evaluated. The State Department said the doctor was from the U.S. How about that? And then you still have the other doctor, remember, Dr. Rick Sakura, who was able to eat breakfast on Monday for the first time since coming in Friday. He's at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. He's in stable condition, but he hadn't had much to eat since he arrived in the U.S. So here's a big number. 2,100 people have died during the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, but Ebola hasn't been confirmed as the cause necessarily of all of those deaths. Sakura is being treated with an experimental drug that is different than the one given to the other two Americans treated for Ebola at Emory. Dr. Kent Brantley and Nancy Reitbold, as you know, we talked about a lot, recovered, but they were treated with a different serum, The good news is that these people are getting better, at least the ones that are flown to the U.S., certainly looks that way anyway, because when you think Ebola, what do you automatically think of? You think, boy, this isn't good, and you've got to get them out of there. So that's what's happened. And then there, of course, is the concern over spreading of Ebola. That's why they're so careful to take care of really sealing off anything around them. And so far, so good, knock on wood and everything else. Can you imagine that the last thing we need to deal with any kind of an Ebola problem. The founder of Chick-fil-A is dead at the age of 93. His story is pretty interesting. The founder, S. Truett Cathy, he's the billionaire who privately kept this company private and never took it public. And he started back in 1946. He had a diner in a suburb in Atlanta. And by 1967, he had opened his first Chick-fil-A, and of course, the boneless chicken sandwich was the big thing. That's what exploded Chick-fil-A's expansion, now in 39 states and in the capital, 1,800 altogether, 1,800. Annual sales topping $5 billion. And the things that they offer, the big thing was the chicken sandwich, but then they threw in other southern kind of things like biscuits and gravy and sweet tea and all that kind of stuff. Especially in the beginning, they were offering that. There certainly has been some controversy that has followed the Chick-fil-A franchise. Although he has had a loyal following because of it, and they never ever opened their restaurant on Sundays because he said that was a holy day and wouldn't do it. So none of the properties have ever been opened on a Sunday. Isn't that interesting? A lot of people forget that. All you have to do is drive by a Chick-fil-A and look out, and you're bound to see somebody trying to go through the drive-thru. I wonder why there's not very many people here today, because it's always been that way when you think of how long that's been in existence. How about that? The big cancer telethon for Stand Up to Cancer raised a whole bunch of money. How much? $109 million. That's a lot. They had a lot of famous people involved in this. Everyone from The Girl Next Door, Jennifer Aniston, Will Ferrell, Halle Berry, Robert Downey Jr., Jason Priestley, Ben Stiller, a mix of current stars and past stars. 109 is a very, very big number. The organizers have to be happy. Across the board, this went on all the networks, and the idea is the money goes toward the research, where they're sharing research between the different types of cancer doctors, where before that wouldn't have happened, which is the foundation, really, of what Stand Up to Cancer was built on, that what can we do that's different? What can we do to kick this in the rear end? And that's part of what makes Stand Up to Cancer a little bit different. And, you know, you wonder, when you think of cures and what could happen, you wonder if Stand Up to Cancer, one of the scientists, could come from that group of scientists. Frankly, I don't care where it comes from. Any kind of cancer that they can eliminate or make better treatments for or catch sooner, I think is a very, very good thing. It's scary how many people are getting cancer. It's a stunner when you look at some of the unbelievable numbers. What happens when you quit over a start where you were 0-2? June Jones, the SMU football coach, decided, I'm going to resign. This is just two games into his seventh season at the school. He said personal reasons for the sudden decision, and it was effective immediately. Came after the Mustangs scored only one touchdown. They lost their first two games of the season. He said it was a difficult decision for him to make, that he had devoted his life for the past 50 years to playing and coaching the game, and it's been a great journey. The job has demands, and along with that journey comes a price that's paid. And he says, I have some personal issues that I've been dealing with, and I need to take a step away so I can address them at this time. He didn't elaborate on what that means. His record at SMU was 36-43 after nine seasons at Hawaii. So his agent, Lee Steinberg, who used to be the famous agent of all the NFL quarterbacks, tweeted, because that's where we get all our news, right, 140 characters, sent out a tweet in which he wrote that Jones had felt for some time that he had accomplished a mission to turn around a program and needed a break, making it sound like, you know, that's what the story is about. So this is what you get. He needed a break from football for whatever reason, but I think for the people at SMU, it was probably a very, very big surprise to resign in the beginning of a season, but the beginning of what looked like to be a very tough season. And maybe that's part of it, that, okay, I'm not going to be able to take this all the way through. I'm, you know, done with this, and it's just time for me to step away, and that's it. Imagine getting a trial after 30 years. That's what happened, thanks to DNA. Boy, DNA changes everything, right? A woman who had been in prison for more than three decades for a Nevada killing was granted a new trial on Monday based on newly discovered DNA. How about that? Huge. Could make a difference for Kathy Woods. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve controlled low interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com.
LearnStocksForFree.com.
Or call 877-600-4264. Promo code GCN. 877-600-4264. Promo code GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For this hour of America Tonight, anyway, and you heard me say at the tail end of We Can Count about this woman who had been in prison for more than 30 years for this killing in Reno, Nevada, but was granted a new trial on Monday based on some newly discovered DNA evidence that her lawyer says ties an Oregon prison inmate to the 76th murder of a Reno student and two killings in California. So how about that? What happened was the ruling was handed down by a district judge and came after a public defender said the DNA on a cigarette butt in a Reno garage where the body of 19-year-old Michelle Mitchell was found matches that of an inmate currently serving time for attempted murder. So this 64-year-old Kathy Woods, who was convicted of killing Mitchell on the campus at the University of Nevada in Reno, now gets this new trial in the case after that DNA evidence was presented and also was ordered released on her own recognizance, and set the new trial for July 13th, 2015. So she gets to go home after all this time, and then they're going to try to prove the rest after that. I mean, boy, we're hearing a lot of these stories. 30 years in prison, and if they have all of, obviously the judge thought the evidence was there, and this is DNA found on a cigarette butt. There was a movie one time, and I can't think of the name of the movie. Russell Crowe was in it, and it was based on that, where something had been found at the crime scene, and it was a cigarette butt, and they went after the wrong person. Well, this is real life. It's crazy. And you think that there are five different women in the San Francisco Bay Area in the 70s around that same time that were killed, and they were called the Gypsy Hill Murders. So now they're with this DNA, it may also link to all of that. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. The fact that she goes home after all that time, what would that be like? To be, I just can't even imagine, to be in prison for 30 years, then have have this evidence come up, and then just be released. You're just, first thing is you're released, and then dealing with the idea that, you know, this may be complete release. And so here's the deal. You would have to think, once again, they're going to have to make up however much money for however long she was in prison. But that does not, I think that negates, no matter how much money they give you, 30 years of your life. Can you even wrap your head around that? If you were in a similar situation, hopefully no one listening to my voice is in that situation. But you'd have to feel crazed, especially if you are innocent and you know you're innocent, and there you are, year after year, just waiting it out, hoping and praying something different happens, and her prayers might have been answered. So we'll see, because they still have to go through the whole trial process, obviously, too. So finally, the initial crash report is due, very anticipated, of the Malaysian flight MH17 that went down and was shot down over eastern Ukraine. It's going to be released later on Tuesday. And are we going to know anything different about the disaster that killed 298 people? It exploded going from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur on July 17th, a lot of Dutch citizens were killed, 193. There were babies, lots of kids killed on this. And the Russian-backed separatists have certainly been accused of shooting down the plane with a surface-to-air missile. Russia has blamed the Ukrainian forces. And the Dutch investigators have been unable to visit the site in Donetsk, in that area, because of the fighting. And they've relied on information from the Ukrainian crash specialist for information on what happened at the scene. So imagine what I guess we'll learn from this report. Because of the fighting, they weren't able to collect everything that they needed. And they still want to go back to the site if a ceasefire would hold up. They still want to go back there and see what they can find out. That's why you block off a crime scene, so that you can look around and see what you can piece together from looking at the scene and things that you might actually find. And how about this? The former New Orleans mayor starting a 10-year sentence. Isn't it interesting? I mean, this was a mayor that just screamed and just whined about how horrible things were in New Orleans, and look at the things, you know, when Katrina hit, and look at the things that have happened since then. This is a federal prison term, 10 years for corruption committed during the years when the city was struggling to recover from the devastation that they were suffering because of Hurricane Katrina. Ray Nagin will be at a minimum security satellite camp of a federal prison in Texarkana, Texas. He's going to appeal his conviction but he was thrust into our lives when Katrina overwhelmed the levees and flooded 80% of New Orleans, killing 1,500 people and causing $8 billion in damage. So he was convicted back in February on 20 criminal counts, bribery, conspiracy, money laundering, all tied to payments that he got for granting, of course, the city contracts during the recovery efforts. He was taking those bribes. Nagin, under federal sentencing rules, would serve about 8.5 years in prison with good behavior. And hard to believe, because he had so much support for so long, not just from black voters, but also from white voters. And he was pushing New Orleans to get back to its roots, and now he gets to spend time in a prison. I think, other than the people that were dealing with him, it might have been a little bit of a surprise to other people who dealt with Ray Nagin, especially the way he complained about FEMA and Michael Brown and the response of the Bush administration, and then now being a predator on the backs of his own people. Wow. Wow. New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez, another nut in prison, is asking a judge to suppress evidence from his cell phone. He's saying state police investigating a murder case didn't have a proper warrant to take the phone from them at their office. It was filed on Monday, and it just says prosecutors improperly relied on warrants they had to search his home and to search the phone. But it says in the appeal, or the suppressing of evidence anyway, it says prosecutors shouldn't have used those to take the phone, the warrants, in other words. And, of course, he's pled not guilty to murder in last year's fatal shooting of a semi-pro football player, Odin Lloyd, who was dating the sister of Hernandez's girlfriend. And that is one of the wildest stories. When it happened, it was wild. And now here's just another twist in the Aaron Hernandez saga, which 2 years ago, wind the clock back, and he's playing for the Patriots. 1.5 years ago, wind the clock back, and he is playing for the Patriots. Not anymore. Things certainly changed for him, and he also awaits to find out what's going to happen as that plays out. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can always email us 24/7 americatonight.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.